RDN News, I'm Steve Bright. Good afternoon. Some of the items making the top 10 lines. The Bank of Canada has left the key borrowing rate at half a percentage point. As well, officials have lowered their expectations of economic growth for next year and the year after. Testimony at the trial of Guy Turcotte, the former Quebec cardiologist, has admitted to causing the deaths of his two children back in 2009. He told a courtroom in St. Jerome today he didn't kill himself with the knife used to kill the children because he says he couldn't find it. In Ottawa, no less than a peculiar and rather unnerving fraud taking place in the valley. A scammer is going about telling people he is a hitman, hired to kill them. Sparing your life, according to emails he sends, will cost thousands of dollars. Fear not, say the LPP. Your life is not in danger. The threats are made by a fraudster looking for a quick, illegal fortune. In November, Mayor Jim Watson will be taking more than a dozen local business leaders to China and Thailand on a trade mission. A huge fire at the Daily Grind Cafe in Centertown. Alarms first came into firefighters just after 11 o'clock this morning. A third and fourth alarm were required in order to extinguish flames. There have not been any reports of injuries. From international sources, we learn American Vice President Joe Biden will not be running for the presidency in 2016. The crash of an F-18 jet has taken the life of a U.S. Marine Corps pilot. The aircraft went down on a farm in Cambridgeshire, England. The 14-year-old Muslim boy from Texas, who had a homemade clock mistaken for a bomb, is about to make a major move. He is leaving for Qatar with his family. A scholarship has been offered by the Qatar Foundation for Education, Science, and Community Development. Thanks for joining us today for RDN News. I'm Steve Ray.